The debate over a taxpayer's bill of rights could last for years, but supporters of the plan known as Tabor aren't wasting any time getting the discussion moving. Bellevue Republican Assemblyman Frank Lissay called a news conference to unveil his latest version. He brought with him supporters like Judy Wagner of Milwaukee, who says high property taxes are making it tough for her to retire.
My options are to work till 75 or 80, or sell my home and move south like three of my friends have already done. I plead to everybody to listen.
Lissay's proposal would tie government spending hikes in Wisconsin to increases in the average price of goods and services. A plan floated earlier this year would have tied spending to changes in personal income. Lissay says schools, counties, or cities that want to raise more money would have to ask voters for permission.
What this is about is slowing the growth in government spending and giving people the right to a referendum and increasing that dialogue between elected officials and all of us who pay the bills.
Lissay's proposal would set aside a so-called rainy day fund if a government raises more money than it can spend. He says that should the overall plan fail, he expects several of his GOP colleagues will be replaced by more conservative Republicans. This debate will be lengthy. Local officials and groups that rely on tax dollars overwhelmingly oppose Tabor, and lawmakers have a full 2 years to discuss the plan. They actually have to pass it twice before it can go before voters. In the meantime, Republican leadership says its first priority in the coming legislative session will be a temporary freeze on Wisconsin property taxes. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.